A Jewish Journal article. Judge denies Ben and Jerry's lawsuit to stop selling in the West Bank. A federal judge rejected an effort from Ben and Jerry's lawsuit against their parent company Unilever's decision to resume selling ice cream in the West Bank. The Times of Israel and Reuters reported that Ben and Jerry's filed the lawsuit on July 5 after Unilever vetoed the ice cream giant's July 2021 decision to stop selling ice cream to Israeli settlements in the West Bank, arguing that Unilever was contractually prevented from interfering in Ben and Jerry's social justice activism. After the two sides failed to reach a settlement, Judge Andrew L. Carter Jr. sided with Unilever, ruling that Ben and Jerry's arguments failed to demonstrate that Ben and Jerry's would suffer irreparable harm from it. Ben and Jerry's had argued that customers could be under the false impression that the company supports the Israeli settlements if Unilever's veto wasn't overturned. Carter dismissed this line of reasoning as being speculative. Jewish groups celebrated the verdict. The Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted that Ben & Jerry's should stick to making great ice cream and not using its profits as an ATM for anti-peace and extremists who hate hashtag Israel. If they don't, our community and many other Americans will buy elsewhere. Stand With Us CEO and co-founder Roz Rothstein tweeted, "Bye bye Ben & Jerry's, you lost this bid to halt sales in hashtag Israel. And I have personally found other ice cream brands that have replaced you in my life." Stop Antisemitism tweeted that the verdict was a big loss for Ben and Jerry's and that the ice cream giant should bring forward sour grapes ice cream flavor.